News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The fifth round of co-commander-level talks between India and China were held on Sunday to take forward the stalled disengagement process at Pangong So and Gogra Hot Springs, and to discuss the restoration of status quo in the Debsang Plains region in eastern Ladakh. The talks took place at 11 a.m. in Moldo on the Chinese side of the line of actual control as the standoff entered its 90th day. The waiting game is on in the treacherous heights of eastern Ladakh, where Indian and Chinese troops have been involved in a tense face-off for the last 13 weeks. While both sides have stepped back in Galwan Valley and Hot Springs as agreed upon, the other two friction points, Pangong So and PP-17 Gogra, have seen minimal progress. The pulling back has been stalled at Pangong So and Debsang Plains, and 50 soldiers from both sides remain in a standoff. So far, four rounds of Army commander-level talks, two rounds of WMCC meetings, and one virtual meet between special representatives of India and China, Ajit Dobhal and Wang Yi, have taken place. Lieutenant General YK Joshi, GOCNC Northern Command, had earlier told CNN News 18 that troops will continue to be deployed on the ground till status quo is achieved, that is, till the Chinese go back to their pre-mid-April positions. Sources told CNN News 18 that the Indian Army is preparing for 40,000 personnel to spend the winters in eastern Ladakh. It is also going ahead with emergency purchases of high-altitude clothing and Arctic tents. Former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah on Sunday demanded a probe by retired Supreme Court judges into the exodus of Kashmiri pandits from the valley in the early 1990s. Replying to questions during a webinar, Abdullah said he was of the firm belief that Kashmir is incomplete without Kashmiri pandits and that he would support any mechanism to bring them back honorably. Nearly 60,000 Kashmiri pandit families are registered as migrants after the onset of militancy in the Kashmir Valley in the early 1990s. Abdullah, a member of Lok Sabha and president of the National Conference, chose to blame then former Governor Jagmohan for the exodus and said that he took them away on the false promise of ensuring their return within 3 months. During the webinar hosted by Jammu-based Epilogue News Network on the theme Discerning Old Order, Delineating New Order, a year after neutralization of Article 370 and abrogation of Article 35A, Abdullah was asked whether he would support a genocide bill being floated by the Panun Kashmir, a Kashmiri Pandit organization, demanding a separate homeland for the migrants. He said he would have to go into the details of the bill first. Abdullah, a three-time chief minister, said, "A sincere and honest judge of Supreme Court, retired judge of Supreme Court, a team of judges, let them investigate and come out with their report. It will clear many minds around the globe among the younger Kashmiri pandits that it was not Kashmiri Muslims who threw them out. There are still many Kashmiri pandits who never left, and they are living here." The National Conference leader narrated many instances where Muslims had stood by the Pandit community since 1947 and said, "Do you think we were happy when they, the Kashmiri Pandits, were taken away?" he said, adding, "We always believe that Kashmir is never going to be complete unless the Hindu brethren come back and live in peace with all of us." Abdullah said he would continue to uphold his party's ideology of treating all the people, irrespective of their religious belief, equally. "My father never believed in the two-nation theory. He never believed that Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, Christians, Buddhists, and all other religions are different. We believe all are the children of Adam and Eve. Everybody's needs are the same, and so he worked hard for unity. We will continue to stand on the same path, and to my last breath, I will work for the unity of all," he said. Maharashtra Home Minister Anil Deshmukh took to social media on Sunday to condemn the growing demand for a Central Bureau of Investigation inquiry into the death of Bollywood actor Sushant Singh Rajput, who allegedly took his own life in his Bandra apartment in Mumbai on June 14. Deshmukh said that Mumbai police is competent enough to hold the investigation into the case, and even though the Patna police has registered an FIR in the case, it is the onus of Mumbai police to carry out the investigation as per jurisdictional norms. The minister wrote on social media on Sunday, Mumbai police already began investigating allegations about Sushant Singh Rajput's unfortunate alleged suicide. Even if Bihar police registered an offence in Patna under Chapter 12 and 13 of the CRPC, it has to be investigated, inquired and tried by police and courts within whose jurisdiction. He further added, The offence is committed. I condemn the demand for the case to be handed over to CBI. The case is now being politicised for political gains. Maharashtra police is inquiring into the case professionally and are competent in digging out the truth, leaving no stone unturned. Sushant's father KK Singh on July 25 had filed an FIR against the late Bollywood star's girlfriend Riya Chakraborty and her family members for allegedly abetting his son's suicide. Following this, the Bihar police also launched its investigation and a four-member team arrived in Mumbai. Riya has filed an application in the Supreme Court to transfer the entire case to Mumbai instead of Patna. Sushant's father, through his lawyer Vikas Singh, has also filed a counter-petition to keep the case in Patna. The case is to be heard on August 5. And two NASA astronauts returned to Earth on Sunday in a dramatic retro-style splashdown, their capsule parachuting into the Gulf of Mexico to close out an unprecedented test flight by Elon Musk's SpaceX company. It was the first splashdown by US astronauts in 45 years, with the first commercially built and operated spacecraft to carry people to and from orbit. The return clears the way for another SpaceX crew launch as early as next month and possible tourist flights next year. Test pilots Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken arrived back on Earth in their SpaceX Dragon capsule named Endeavour, less than a day after departing the International Space Station and 2 months after blasting off from Florida. The capsule parachuted into the calm Gulf waters, about 40 miles off the coast of Pensacola, hundreds of miles from tropical storm Isaias pounding Florida's Atlantic coast. Welcome back to planet Earth and thanks for flying SpaceX, said Mission Control from SpaceX headquarters. Anybody who's touched Endeavour, you should take a moment to just cherish the day, especially given all the things that have happened this year, Hurley said, right before exiting the capsule more than an hour after splashdown. Both astronauts gave a thumbs up as they emerged. Their ride home in the capsule was fast, bumpy and hot, at least on the outside. The spacecraft went from a screaming orbital speed of 28,000 km per hour to 560 km per hour during atmospheric re-entry and finally to 24 km per hour at splashdown. Peak heating during descent was 3,500 degrees Fahrenheit or 1,900 degrees Celsius. The anticipated top G-forces felt by the crew, 4 to 5 times the force of Earth's gravity. Within a half hour of splashdown, the scorched and blistered 15-foot capsule was hoisted aboard a SpaceX recovery ship with a staff of more than 40, including doctors and nurses. To keep the returning astronauts safe, the recovery crew quarantined for 2 weeks. The opening of the hatch was held up briefly by extra checks for toxic rocket fumes outside the capsule. After meeting with doctors, the astronauts were flown by helicopter to Pensacola for the flight home to Houston and a reunion with their wives and sons. Musk was also headed to Texas from SpaceX's Mission Control in California to meet with them. There was one unexpected problem that could have endangered the operation. Once the capsule was in the water, private boats just made a beeline for it and got too close, said NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine, promising to do better next time at keeping sightseers on pleasure boats safely away. NASA video showed one vessel flying a large campaign flag for President Donald Trump. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.